Back here on Sports Talk, now going to get into our triple option feature. We break down some of the top stories in sports today and give our opinions. Cajun Cannon, I know you've been dying to rattle off something.
Yeah, well, we were going to do this yesterday, then I got caught up, I don't know, with somebody's birthday.
Who is that?
Yeah, who's that? Yeah, I wanted to talk about this because, I don't know, this guy, either people love him or they hate him. But I know Auburn Tiger fans love him. I never have witnessed all the college football, you know, all the football you watch, of an individual player have more impact on winning a national championship than this cat, and that is Cam Newton.
Can't argue with you.
Gene Chizik, look, when Cam Newton was not there, did he just fall off a cliff?
He got into being an analyst.
And he was gone.
Right.
I mean, Cam Newton was that dominant. Now, before he went to Auburn, it was a flash in the pan. He was at Blinn Junior College, won the Junior College National Championship. Then he goes to Auburn.
Oh.
Then he go from the outhouse to the penthouse, then back to the outhouse when Cam Newton was not there. But finally, I thought they would have done this by now. But Auburn's going to retire 2010 Heisman Trophy winner Cam Newton's number two jersey this fall, making him the fourth player in program history to receive the honor. The ceremony will take place during Auburn's, and that's a good thing because, you know, I think this might be the longest rivalry in college football, Auburn and Georgia. I don't know. I think I'm correct with that statement. But that's when they're going to have it. Auburn's home game against rival Georgia Bulldogs, October 11th. They're going to do it, you know, trying to get the Auburn Tigers fired up for
them. They need
Bulldogs.
Some good news, right?
Yeah. Newton's going to join. Now, I remember this back when I was like in seventh grade and all, because I remember Burke Jones and Andy Hamilton with LSU. Versus, you know, Auburn had a Heisman Trophy winner there when I was like 10, 11, 12, and it was Pat Sullivan. Who? Pat Sullivan. People say, who's that? Well, Newton will join Pat Sullivan. He's number seven. He ended up going to the Falcons. He didn't do nothing in the pros. He was just, you know, good college player. But he used to throw, I remember they had a receiver like Andy, Burt Jones throwing to Andy Hamilton. Terry Beasley, number 88. As former Tiger football players whose numbers are formally retired, the jerseys of Sullivan Beasley retired following Sullivan's 1971 Heisman Trophy season. And Jackson's number, now, Bo Jackson, I think he's the best of the best. When you look at a major league player, football, I mean, Herschel Walker was unbelievable and great, but he wasn't Bo Jackson. I mean, Bo Jackson, today, it's a shame how he got hurt with his hip in that Bengals game for the Raiders. But Bo Jackson's number was retired as part of Auburn's football centennial celebration. You know, whenever he hit that century mark, 1992, they retired Bo Jackson's number at Auburn. But no one has worn the number two jersey at Auburn since Cam Newton and the Tigers beat Oregon in the bowl championship series. You know, you didn't have all these teams in the playoff. You remember how it is now, but in the bowl championship series, they beat the Oregon Ducks for the national title game in that 2010 season. And I'm telling you, Cam Newton at times, he was a man amongst boys. He took Carolina to Super Bowl. And you remember, he thought for sure they were going to beat the Broncos. And, man, they were tattooed. They were still hitting the quarterback.
Then that pass rush came.
Yeah. And but a lot of people don't like Cam Newton, but listen, all I know is Cam Newton was dominant at Auburn and winning that national championship. So good. It's about time they retired his number two jersey.
Charlie, what you got for us on the triple option table today?
You know, Bobby had brought up the over-under win totals, guys, and I went and looked it up and did some searching on it. BetMGM has all the numbers, top to bottom, all 32 NFL teams. And they do have, in fact, the Saints at 4.5. And just above them at 5.5, there's three separate teams. You're talking about the Giants, the Browns, and the Titans. And then it kind of gets more loaded towards the middle with teams over under 6.5, teams over under 7.5, and then you go up and up and up. But the Saints are the only team, once again, via BetMGM, that have a over under win total for the 2025 season set at 4.5, guys.
Now, Charlie, was I correct with that? Because I remember around the draft, because we looked at the over under was 5.5.
It was 5.5 initially. It is now dropped down to 4.5.
So, does that mean the betting public that they all take in the under?
Yes.
We got to move this. We got to put that at 4.5.
Right. That's typically what will happen is that when a lot of folks are, you know, falling onto one side, they may move it up, they may adjust it down. And in the Saints' case, as you had mentioned, it started off at 5.5. It has now moved down to 4.5. And once again, via this sports book, they are the only team listed at 4.5. There are three other teams at 5.5, and then it goes up from there.
Go ahead.
No, when you say that's what I was saying, if you look at all the expectations we're getting, like Rodney Dangerfield, no respect from a national perspective. So Kellen Moore.
Shock the world.
If we would go, remember like Sean Payton, we went from 3-13 to 10-6. Well, last year we won 5 games. This, you know, post Katrina. Now we had Drew Brees on, but I'm just saying we were 10-6. So I'm telling you, there's no way Kellen Moore couldn't be coach. I don't know how they couldn't vote for him coach of the year. If we went from 5 wins to 10 wins, Kellen Moore should already get an extension. I don't know. I mean, to me, that's how I think improbable this would occur, that to win twice as many games as we won last year.
For me, guys, I wanted to bring up Tyson Badgett, Bears quarterback, signing a 2-year, $10 million extension today, considered to be one of the biggest NFL stories of the day, but it's historic in nature. According to The Athletic, he's the first Bears quarterback to sign a contract extension since Jay Cutler did it in 2014. He also got really emotional at his press conference, and this stood out to me. Surprising to hear that Badgett said that his dad is his right-hand man, and he didn't even have any running water until he was in high school.
Well,
unbelievable.
Now
he's a millionaire.
That's no prima donna there. That's humble. That's a humble background. And for him to get that contract, no, he knows he hit the lottery in life and football. And you know one reason why he got that extension? Who likes him, Steve? What did I tell you earlier?
That new head coach.
Yep, Ben Johnson.
Right.
He says, no. He said, and I heard him in an interview. Maybe he's trying to light a fire under Caleb. And he was talking about needing more consistency from Caleb, like he was getting from Badgett.
There you go.
I mean, so we'll see.